Well, when we are surrounded by clutter, it can have a cumulative effect on our brain. Clutter can actually increase stress and anxiety as our brain seeks to find order and calm. So how do we declutter our lives to help create more peace and less stress? Life coach, author, and speaker Sally Tebow joins me now with some tips and advice. As always, Sally, a pleasure having you here. Thanks for chatting.
Oh, thanks for having me, Tim.
So expand on that a bit more. You know, when we're surrounded by things that aren't ordered, it feels a bit cluttered. What is actually happening internally for us?
Well, internally, our brain likes organization. It likes to make sense of things. And when you're in constant struggle against clutter and disorganization, it can really impact on your ability to focus and on your productivity as the clutter is kind of aiming for space in the brain at the same time. So, and I'm not talking about being, you know, super duper neat, but literally kind of things that are in your environment that make your whole area feel disorganized can really help make a struggle to create that calm.
So, Sally, then let's talk about our personality, because I am somebody who is wired very much to be neat and tidy and organized and that sort of thing. And there's other people that obviously aren't. Does that mean that even though they're not wired that way, the clutter is still affecting them? Or would it only affect somebody like me, for example, who's probably borderline OCD?
Well, you know, it depends on what and our version of what clutter means to us. Yes, I think there's some part in it, but the research is showing that when we have clutter around us, we just are not as effective and as focused as we possibly could be.
Chatting with life coach, author, and speaker Sally Tebow, why decluttering is good for our brain. And Sally's got five tips now that we're going to look at to help us declutter and create more peace and less stress. Number one is having a place for things that's easy to drop things into. Give us an example.
Like a hook for your car keys.
Right.
You know, so when you walk in the door at night, there's a place, so we know where they are all the time. A filing tray on the bench in the kitchen, for instance, is a great place for school notices or bills or upcoming events, or even just things like magnets on the fridge that you can pop a school notice on that you've got to remind yourself about. So it's little things like that that just can help to create that order.
Number two, declutter regularly. Now, what's regular? Are you talking daily, weekly, monthly? Six-monthly, once a year.
Well, for this one in particular, we're talking about small jobs. So just 20 minutes a day. If it's something that really overwhelms you, just put a timer on for 20 minutes and say, I'm just going to clear up this part, this space, for the next 20 minutes and do what I can. And as a part of it, when the time is ticking, we get really fast at it. We don't waste time with it. And the other part, it doesn't overwhelm. I'm just going to spend 20 minutes doing this. This particular area, this drawer, this space on my office or on the kitchen bench, and I'm just going to declutter that at this time.
Number three kind of embellishes on that, but it's specifically about the wardrobe. Set aside 2 hours a Saturday a month to declutter the wardrobes in your house.
You know, those clothes you hang on to in case. Just in case, a lot of women will say, I'm just going to hang on to those pair of jeans just so in case I'll fit back into them again. Or, you know, just ask yourself the question, does this serve a purpose for me? Does this make me feel fabulous? And if not, out it goes.
That's kind of number four as well. Do a truthful stock take of your clothes. And number five is, again, along the clothing line. Obviously, this is a big area for people. Before you buy new clothes or new items for the house in general, ask the question, do I really need this? Do I really want this?
And what purpose does it serve? You know, sometimes we buy things and we not put a great deal of thought into it. And, you know, when we were downsizing, moving to a small apartment, we realized how much stuff we had sort of, because we had cupboards, we put things in them. And really, there wasn't a lot of need for them. So when you can get rid of those, the things that sort of just taking up space, by asking, does this serve a purpose? And if it doesn't, well, out it goes.
Some simple tips there to declutter. And life coach Sally Tebow says decluttering is good for the brain. You can find out more about this online at Sally's website, sallytebow.com.au. Tebow is T-H-I-B-A-U-L-T, sallytebow.com.au. Sally, thanks so much for those tips. No doubt there'll be a few people rummaging through their wardrobes this weekend and the op shops will do well out of that, which is good news too. But we'll leave it there for today and we'll catch you next week. Take care.
Thank you, Tim.